Hello, Diagonal Walkers. Nick Corbell here in the latest of what will inevitably come, I suppose, a series of occasional rather than regular podcasts now the walk is over and the book is published. I'm now involved in marketing the book, and today I've got an interview booked on BBC Radio Northampton. Ooh, the giddy lights. So I thought it might be fun to track the before, during and after of the interview for this podcast. I'm booked for 10:45 on the Bernie Keith show, which I guess is a sort of classic mid-morning BBC show. I've no idea how long I'm going to be on, so I thought a little prep might be a good idea. So I'm doing a bit of that before I set out. I've asked myself what sorts of questions I might be asked and got some answers ready. But in my experience of these sorts of things, there's often a few curveballs. So really, the more you prepare and have some answers to fall back on, the better equipped you are to deal with them. I also nearly always forget to mention my website in these interviews, so I've highlighted that in yellow on my notes. The only problem is the paper's also yellow, so let's hope I do remember that this time and see if it has any impact on sales, which really I'm going to track through just the Amazon rating. The other sales from the publisher are more difficult to track. And also, of course, if anybody does go to the website and orders direct from me, I can get a feel for that as well. Anyway, wish me luck. Here I go. Well, I'm now on the M40 heading towards Oxford. I've allowed myself plenty of time because the parking in Oxford can be quite mercurial. Why Oxford, I hear you ask? Why not Northampton? Well, previous experience has told me that you don't have to go all the way to the local radio station to record an interview. Obviously, it's better to have that kind of eye contact. I'm actually heading towards the Oxford NCA. I have no idea what the NCA stands for, but it's basically a studio which they will patch through to me and we'll do the interview from there. It's actually an interesting story as to how this interview came about. I did the usual of trying to select the presenters at the specific slots, i.e. the sort of mid-morning slot or the afternoon slot, and then emailing them directly if I could get an email for them with a press release, try and whip up a bit of interest. Followed that up a couple of weeks later with good old-fashioned snail mail, sending them a press release in the post. I sent these out, or followed this technique, with all the BBC radio stations on the route. So I haven't actually contacted those off the route, because I thought, well, we need the local angle, really. And I got an interview with Three Counties Radio, which have got a pretty big catchment area of Oxfordshire, Buckinghamshire and Bedfordshire. That went reasonably okay, but on this one, I just didn't hear anything. So I'd given up on it, and then lo and behold, got an email a month later, I guess a whole month, when they picked up the press release, apologised for being so late, catching up on their post. Things moved pretty quickly. Within 24 hours, we'd agreed a date and this booking of the Oxford NCA. So on the M40 now, fingers crossed on the traffic, and I'll bring you an update later. Well, here I am. I made it to Oxford. I'm actually in the Summertown area of Oxford, at the end of the High Street in Summertown. Traffic wasn't too bad, so in I go. I'm in the studio now, just sitting here next to the microphone waiting for Northampton to click in. So the clock says there's another 5 minutes, so I'm just going over my notes. Heart racing a little bit, but I'm fairly comfortable. Let's see what happens. So you can picture the scene. I'm in this windowless studio. I've been given a cup of water by the intern. I've got a big bulbous microphone in front of me with BBC radio on it. I've got headphones on and I'm staring at a clock. This point, I'm waiting for Bernie to click in, and he does.
and he just starts with some general chit-chat, presumably to get some recording levels his end, and to just put me at my ease, I guess, and just give him an idea of the sort of person he's going to be spending the next 10 minutes with. That all goes reasonably well. I'll give you a little sample of that. Here, try this. Hi, how are you doing? No, that sounds much better. Good. Okay, thanks for coming on. I enjoyed reading your book very much. Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked it. Yes. Oh, right. Oh, I stayed the night there, yes. In Airbnb, yes. It was a lovely visit. So you get the general idea. You can only hear me and maybe just very distantly Bernie in the background coming through the headphones. I've left in the bit where he said he really enjoyed the book, obviously. And then we talked a little bit about the village of Long Buckby, which he used to live in. So what follows is it follows much the same sort of format. You can only hear me. Rather than the two ways of the conversation. So there seems little point in playing you all of that. I'm going to pick out two or three little segments and share those with you. In his opening remarks, Bernie kind of compares me to Bill Bryson, of course, which everybody does, and others of that ilk. And so I respond to that, but it also gives me an opportunity to get one of the first points that I jotted down on my pad out there, i.e. that I wanted to bring the whole genre back into the 21st century. Hi there. Absolutely. It's I have no pretensions to being original on my walk other than the route that I took. Although I think I was trying to drag this sort of genre into the 21st century by combining it with podcasts and blogs and social media as I went, so people could actually follow me pretty much in live time. And the route that you chose was coast to coast, That's right, yes. So I found out the very middle of the country, a point of which there's some debate, and literally just drew a 45 degree line through that on with pencil using a protractor, something I had to go and find. We all used to have one on our Helix geometry set, but I had to go into Smith's and ask for a protractor, and I got blank looks, but I did manage to get one.
This following segment also gave me an opportunity to get across my message of what the essence of diagonal walking was, about me being just an ordinary bloke on a long walk, but also with a bit more of a purpose.
I had, yes. Well, it was actually last year when I did it, so we were 2 years on from the vote. And I think myself, along with probably a lot of people, were a bit confused, didn't really know where we were going. I'm just an ordinary bloke. I'm not a sort of political commentator or anything like that. I just wanted to immerse myself in the country and find out what people were thinking.
We then moved on to some of the more local stuff specific to Northampton.
Yes. Well, it won't surprise you to know that when I was doing some of the research, Northampton wasn't necessarily getting the best of presses. And people that I chatted to along the way kind of echoed that. But that didn't echo my own experience. My experience was a very positive one. Probably not. You tended to look south from St Albans rather than north. I have been to Northampton before. I've got relatives outside the town, not a city. And so I had been before, but I didn't particularly remember it, to be fair.
As we moved on, I got an opportunity to talk a bit more about what it was like being on the walk and to give people a sense of the sort of thing they might get out of the book, that it wasn't just all going to be me and my ramblings, but some of the things that I pick up through engagement with others.
You I planned it in stages, and I learned very early on that it wasn't a good idea to pick somewhere that looked nice but was 2 to 3 miles away from where the route ended that day. You didn't want another 2 to 3 miles at the end. I started moving in much more into Airbnb type operations, because there you're in someone's house and they're much more likely, well, they have to talk to you. And so it's another good way of engaging with people. And I was engaging with people just on the walk. You know what it's like when you're on a ramble or on a walk in the countryside? People say hello. And if you're wearing a T-shirt which says, you know, I'm diagonally walking, that almost inevitably sparks a conversation. So I called them my diagonal walkers. And they existed both in real time and also virtually through the various social media and everything that I mentioned.
Then we started to get a little bit political, which was fun. But that then led to the ending and the payoff. And you'll see how I managed to end the interview.
I think inevitably it will. The bigger question is, will that then take us to somewhere better than we would have been otherwise? I think one of the really interesting things I picked up from the walk is people were disillusioned with the political classes, but they want to pull together. And that was exemplified by the World Cup, where the England football team started to be held up as paragons of professionalism and dignity. And if that's the case, then perhaps that says something about the quality of the political classes we have at the moment. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. And if anyone's interested, diagonalwalking.co.uk.
Okay, so I'm on the Oxford bypass now. Interview all done. I have to say, I think it went pretty well, actually. I was on for 10 minutes from 10:45 to 10:55, allowing Bernie, the presenter, a chance to play a record before the news. We weren't interrupted by records in the middle, which can be a good thing, because that can allow you time to pause and think if things aren't going so well, or to remind yourself of things that you want to say. But actually, I normally prefer if it's uninterrupted. So we have 10 minutes of uninterrupted, and he clearly read the book, so that was great. He had a good mix of more general questions and keeping it local. And in fact, it was one of the keeping it local, which was the curveball that I knew would come. And that was around if I lived in St. Albans, had I never come to Northampton before? And to which my response in my head was probably, no, why would I? But I think I managed to bluff my way out of it. So, of course, the only thing I did forget was to give the website address. I remember just in time, and threw that out just as we were finishing the interview. And in his language, I crushed the vocals, which he didn't like, but at least I got the website out there, and he promised that he would repeat it anyway. So hopefully that'll come with something will come of it, and maybe sales will come from it, maybe not. In a sense, it's nice, but it's only part of the process. It's just fun to do these things and to publicise the book and just get it out there. If nothing else, the guy who was helping me out at the station at Oxford really liked the look of it, and he said he was probably going to buy it. So, worst case scenario, one more sale. Hope you've enjoyed this kind of look at behind the scenes of a radio interview. I've enjoyed it. Hopefully it won't be too long before another podcast, but we'll wait until there's something to talk about. So till then, I'll sign off. Keep on walking. Diagonally, of course.